News and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing a proclamation banning people from a dozen countries from entering the United States.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as well as those who come here as temporary visitors and overstay their visas. We don't want them.
The president making his announcement on social media. The ban affects people from countries mostly from the Middle East and from Africa. The president saying he'll block international students who have been accepted to Harvard from entering the United States and ordering his attorney general to look into whether the Biden administration sought to conspire to cover up Biden's mental state while in office. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli Americans, a couple in their 70s, who were killed during the October 7th attacks. The husband and wife's remains were found in Khan Yunis in Gaza. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 16 Green Bay Area Public School District residents applied to fill the vacant position left when Koo Lee resigned amid questions regarding his address. The applicants include former trustee Rick Crossan, who lost the election in April and did not return to the board. Katie Gentry missed the seat by just a few hundred votes, and Elliot Christensen also ran for the school board this spring. Both appear on the list as applicants. One other applicant of note is Green Bay Common Council member Alyssa Prophet. All applicants provided their addresses to the district except one, and all live within Green Bay. The Green Bay Area Public School District will hold interviews on Monday, June 16th, and the selected individual will fill the vacant term until April of 2026, when an election will be held. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature continue to argue over who controls the federal funding distributed by the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. On Thursday, the State Senate Committee on Government Operations, Labor, and Economic Development held a public hearing. Over $171 million of interest has been generated by the pandemic relief funding. Republicans claim that money now belongs to the state and is under the legislature's control, while Governor Evers argues it is federal and under his control.
If you're hanging out in certain parts of downtown Neenah and would like to take your alcoholic beverage outside with you, you now can. Wednesday night, the Neenah City Council voted 6-3 to create a designated outdoor refreshment area, or DORA. The DORA will cover a portion of Main Street, West Wisconsin, and South Commercial Street from noon till 10 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.com.
A Brewers win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-1 victory over the Reds yesterday. They won the series 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy pleased with lefty D.L. Hall and his three-inning performance, allowing just one hit to get things started.
Yeah, I think he's since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher, and that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher, at least he showed today. That's some very capable hitters over there.
The Brewers open a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the Padres. In men's college baseball, UW-Whitewater beat the Messiah Falcons from Pennsylvania 21-5 to clinch the Division III College World Series. It's the third time Whitewater has won the national title. Basketball, game one of the NBA Finals tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder hosts the Indiana Pacers, led by Therese Halliburton, a graduate of North High School in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 80 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early, Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
The show kicks off with Congressman Mark Pocan, who went toe-to-toe against Russell Vogt, head of the OMB, and ate his lunch. Don't miss our chat.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
All right, he's back.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good.
You look great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've been using a lot of beeswax.
Have you been still using it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I bet that's actually helped.
I loaded up. I looked like Kramer that one day when he... But get this. I've lost weight. You know why?
Does it hurt to eat?
Nope. Well, it does. It does. Yeah. It hurts a lot. You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because I think I dislocated my maximal joint.
Is that in your knee?
No, it's in my jaw. Right here. Okay? Right here. Here's a dilemma I've got. Okay, so I got this thing on my left side of my face. So you don't want to chew big there, right?
Yeah, you don't break that open, right?
Yeah,
there's stitches in there.
Well, they got them out yesterday.
Oh,
got them out yesterday.
Okay.
So right over here, I'm still missing a tooth.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get that. Well, they had said, hey, we'll get that taken care of. But then I'm like, well, I got this other thing on the other side of my face. I'll just go without a tooth for a while. Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal, though. So they're like, okay, hey, just, you know, when you're sleeping, you know, you got to be careful. Try not to roll over on it. Either sleep in a chair kind of thing.
Really?
Or prop up. Yeah. Okay. So I'm sleeping on my couch right upstairs here, okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes grandma would have a couch, had the big cushy kind of armrest type things. They were, you know, big round.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, those were awesome, okay? Well, this isn't. This is just kind of like hard. Okay, just very, like if this was made in the Soviet Union in the 60s, you know, utilitarian. So I'm sleeping on that thing. I got the pillows all popped up. Well, I'm sleeping on that hard surface. So I wake up, I couldn't do it. Okay, so right here, I dislocated, like I said, the maximal joint, maximal. Maximal joint, I think it is.
I think you're right. Maximal.
Maximal.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the opening of the jaw back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did something to that. So I can't eat anything solid on either side.
Good.
Either side. So I discovered something that's changed my life.
If you don't eat, you lose weight?
No, I eat. I eat plenty. You know what I eat?
What?
I eat Greek yogurt.
Yep.
Good.
Blueberries.
Good.
And 100% natural peanut butter. It's unbelievable.
So you blend it like...
I don't even blend it. I just eat it like it is. It's like an ice cream peanut butter sundae, but it's not only has no calories, the calories it does have are good for you.
Yeah, I would think those are good ingredients.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the peanut butter, because isn't that sugar?
No, it's got no sugar.
Wow.
All it is all peanuts ground up.
Nice. Yeah, that's good.
And you even, like it says, keep in the refrigerator, and you got to mix it, because it'll be like liquid on top, comes back, and let's try
the oil rises?
Yeah, yeah, but it's delicious.
That's awesome. That's a good one.
Yes. So then
do you have to chew that? Is that peanut butter thick? Is that okay with your jaw?
You just kind of, you know, no, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway... So then I also developed a new, I'm never going to call it Johnny Juice.
No.
I mean, it gets a little too in your face, kind of like, oh, look at Johnny. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
So I got a new one, though. It's unbelievable. I might call it something like Made by God or something like that. So, you know what I mean? So, but because
wow,
it's
this
so
better be good.
Because it's so good for you.
Okay.
It's mind-boggling.
Is there alcohol in there?
No, no alcohol.
Really?
No. I haven't had any alcohol during this whole thing.
Wow. Well, good.
Because they said when that, it makes you bleed more and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thins it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my new, I'm going to bring some in. I'm not going to tell you guys what's in it. I'm not going to give away my secrets. I'm not going to give away that thing. Because I seriously think this could be the one.
This could be it.
This could be the one.
I think
I'm going to bring some in tomorrow. Because I bought a new blender. You know what I bought? Okay. I can't. What the hell? I can't buy anything that works. So I buy a Dust Devil. Okay. And it won't charge. Brand new. Do I keep the receipt? Of course not. But it won't charge. A Dust Devil. What do you do?
Plug it in.
I did.
So is it a hand, like a little handheld one?
So a little.
Yeah.
Because I'm sleeping on my couch. I want to come in, and I took the cushions off my couch. It was
don't
disgusting.
Tell us.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would have guessed that.
Wow.
Well, you know.
It was like, I got to take a moment here.
Every 8 months, you know.
Yeah. Ooh, like 8 would be good.
Oh, you got to get a cleaning company.
I know,
there,
I know. And another thing I got to do, here's another thing, okay? It drives me insane. I wake up in the middle of the night because my cushion's coming out.
Right.
You know, I hate that. The pillow gets in the thing. So I'm thinking about doing one of two things. Either super gluing the cushion in place.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Or getting Velcro.
Now that's not a bad
idea.
That
would be better.
Yeah.
Do you have a bed?
I do, but they told me to sleep propped up like, so I'm not rolling on my face.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to do that for a couple of months.
Really?
Months? Really?
That seems like a long time.
You know, they don't, that's what I assume. They don't tell you anything.
No, they don't.
I'm just being honest here.
Wow. They meant 2 days over the weekend.
Right.
You're
talking
about
That Velcro's a good idea.
Yeah. Where do you buy Velcro? I mean, who's ever gone through a store and said, oh, there's some Velcro?
No,
you can pick it up
anywhere.
At Walmart or anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Velcro's a thing.
Mm-hmm. So what do I do with my Dust Devil that doesn't work?
I'm wondering if there's like a
switch?
Either a switch or like a little plastic thing you got to pull off to charge the battery. You know, sometimes they'll put plastic things on so that they don't
start the
on fire.
Well, yeah, they don't want to start the battery because it might sit in the warehouse for a few months. And then you buy it and they pull that thing out and that's like good.
Check for that.
I'll check for that.
Yeah.
Didn't save the instructions, of course.
Of course. Why would you?
But why? But it works. You just have to plug it in.
No, it doesn't work.
Well, if you plug it in, though, it works, right?
No.
Mm.
I know.
Bring it down. We'll take a look.
Okay. Thank you.
I think there might be an on-off switch, but I don't know. What do I know? I'm not.
By the way, Cowboy Dave here says the lower jawbone is called the mandible bone. It's a maximal, I think, Dave. The maximal bone, right?
And that's
maximal is a joint, is.
And that's exactly where it's right here. Look at this.
That's usually where, like, if your jaw cracks, that's what's popping and stuff in there.
Exactly.
So if that's the joint, mandible's the lower one, and then it must be an upper one.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave. It's probably right.
Yeah, that's where they come together.
Right.
And that's it right here. I can feel. Okay, I couldn't even eat like my favorite little snack dessert last night. A bowl of pickles with mayonnaise. Oh, it's good. And you know what? It's good for you. I'm dead serious about this. This is one of the healthiest things you'll ever have is a bowl of pickles and mayonnaise.
I can't believe mayonnaise is in the healthy column.
Yeah, it is because it's light. It's light mayonnaise and it's like no carbs. And pickles have like zero calories.
Pickles are awesome. Yeah.
It's a vegetable.
Pickles are great,
you know. But when you say dessert, I don't think pickles and mayo. Like to me, that's savory.
Well, I didn't mean dessert. I meant snack.
Okay, snack.
Oh, I meant snack. All right.
Unless you're pregnant.
I meant snack. Yeah. But a good thing of dill pickles and mayo. Is a phenomenal thing. And I couldn't even bite down on a pickle.
Are the pickles sweet or sour?
Sour.
Well, yeah.
The regular kind of Wisconsin pickles.
Mm-hmm. Love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like pickles, but.
Yeah. Hmm. But look at right here, Todd. Look at right there.
Yeah.
When I go like this, look at this, Todd.
Yeah.
Right there, I can feel it. Yeah. Jim, feel this.
Dad, look at that. Dad.
Put your finger right where I'm and feel what happens when I move.
Oh, jeez.
Feel that. You feel that?
Sure. I don't know, John.
Doesn't that feel out of whack?
Vicky says, yay, John's back. Most chiropractors can put your jaw back into alignment.
I think I need that idea. I need that.
She's there good. Nick says, good morning. Sheila says, welcome back, John. Terry says, Trucker Thursday and Mino's back. Brian says, John, ice cream is soft and it's dairy month.
Well, yes. Brian, I will say this, though. I told you about that big bucket of sherbet, orange sherbet.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought a bucket. You know those ice cream? It's phenomenal, but it's got a lot of calories.
Sure it does.
Yeah. There's sugar in there. I put on like 3 pounds one day.
How much of that is gone?
Well, it's gone.
Can't waste.
I literally put on like three. I went from like 212 to 215 like overnight.
You're down at 212?
I was. I know.
Pretty good.
I know.
We wrote those weights down.
I think I was 232.
Todd and I were looking. Did you have that list?
I know you did. It was in your calendar.
I went through my calendar.
You wrote down that little weather book or something.
Okay.
You did from that first year. Remember, that's 2 years ago you wrote that down.
Oh, I have to grab that book.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
Two years ago.
I'll find it. I got that on my desk. Okay. Because I think we're doing okay. Look at Todd. Oh,
definitely you guys are. Look at you, Jim. Yeah. Look at John.
It's almost like right by my ear.
Yeah, that's where it connects. Yeah,
I can't even bite a pickle.
What are you gonna do? straw. You know, you can do that.
I guess.
You bought a new blender finally because the other one was so dirty you couldn't use it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I tell a lot of people that.
I'm not gonna have a problem with this one though.
Okay.
Why is that?
Because I realized that there was a little seal.
He's gonna wash it out every time, like we told him to do with the old one.
Right. That's part of it. But also, I realized with the little, those ninjas are kind of, they're not that great. The ninjas.
All right.
And it's got a little rubber gasket. And I took that out. It was loose. I took it out. Well, so all the stuff had been leaking then into.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, why did you take the gasket out?
It was like, smelled like it was burning.
Well, you should. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, you got a new one and you're going to take better care of it.
Yep.
Did you get the small, like the bullet thing? Or did you?
No, I got a big one.
Yeah, good.
Like at the bars where they make the margaritas?
Mm-hmm. That's what you want.
I bet your neighbors love to hear that thing going off.
Four in the morning.
Good 4:30 in the morning.
And then you just, like, you pulse it.
Yeah. That's the fun part, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the different ones.
See which works the best. To get the right texture. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my goal is 207 by the 4th of July.
Okay. Doable, very doable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 5 pounds by the 4th?
Yeah. So anyway, well, I'm at 214 again. I went up.
Oh, that's right.
Bounced up because of sherbet. So anyway, but I'm going to do what I haven't done in 25 years that was the greatest weight loss thing of all time. I'm making that cabbage soup. Remember the cabbage soup diet?
That was big.
Oh.
Very popular.
All the Packers, Andy Reid, Mike Holmgren.
Everybody.
All those coaches were on that at one time.
Steve Mariucci. That was 25 years ago?
Well, when those guys were coaching.
Wow, that was huge.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody was doing it. So I bought all the ingredients for that. I bought broth. I bought cabbage. I bought peppers. I bought an onion.
Yeah.
I bought all the stuff. I bought, you know what I had last? I had a thing, spicy tomato juice. I'm putting some spicy tomato juice in there.
That's good. That's going to be great.
So I bought all that stuff. I'm going to make a big, huge. I'll bring you guys some
it's
if you want.
82. Who's going to want soup on that day? Jeez,
you know
that's
what?
That's winter, man.
No.
Would you find some ice?
That's,
put some ice and make a.
No. Okay. Thank you. But you know what, Jim? I study this stuff?
Yeah, that's true. You've been off.
Hot stuff cools you down in warm weather more than cool stuff.
Yeah. No.
Never heard of that.
No, that's
but
true.
You will, but
that
you will
true.
Sweat, which will
true.
Help you lose
that
some weight, too.
That's true.
It's true.
Okay.
And you got to admit, that stuff did work for people.
Oh, yeah.
They had to stay on it.
But it was a fad. It was a little bit Atkins.
It was a fad.
I mean, you're right. I remember that.
The only thing they'd let you have outside of that was like bananas. For whatever reason. I remember a second. Remember Sherman Lewis?
Yeah, Pack of course.
I said, sure. Mike goes, man, let me tell you something. When you have the day on your schedule where you can have a banana, it tastes like a T-bone steak.
But those are those diets where you can't. Go outside the lines, or else it triggers something. You know what I mean? You gain weight if you eat something else.
Yes,
so you got.
It's like keto.
It's hard.
I know.
That's.
I know.
Yeah, but I was. I'm going to miss my goal. I wanted to be X weight at my birthday, and I'm going to be off like 6 pounds, which isn't the worst.
That's not the best.
It's not. So I can make it by the 4th of July. I'm going to.
I'll get. You know what?
There you
I'll
go.
I'm going to do it the same date as
Listen
you.
To me.
Mine's 7 though.
Let me put you on my regimen.
I'm good. I'm good, Jenny.
I'm
thanks.
Serious. I could make you some stuff.
I'm good. Right. Welcome back, Jenny.
Okay. We got to start a quick break. Mind on the mayor. Back after us.
Be about a half an hour, and I'll be seeing that Barstool sign.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket. It.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good looking Thursday. 53 in Green Bay right now, 55 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. Forecast cloudy, some sun later, high of 77. Today is Perfect. Hot air balloon day, something that I freely admitted frightens me.
But you've been you went up that one in Hobart.
No,
that was tethered.
Remember, I did not do it. Nope.
Like 100 feet.
Didn't do it. I don't trust them.
Yeah, that we never.
I just
took
don't
off.
Trust them.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they can't control them, right?
Well, no. The only time you hear about hot air balloons is when they have
an
accident.
It's an accident.
Right.
But, okay, if you took off in a hot air balloon and said, hey, we're going on an hour tour, whatever, don't they have to have a car, like, in communication following that all over the place? I don't know if they can go left and right. Can they?
Sure they can.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I don't know about
they
that.
They can steer. We're going to get somebody. You can steer a hot air balloon. Absolutely.
I don't think, real precisely, though. Like, the
maybe.
General area.
Yeah. I just think you get caught up in a jet stream. It's like it's like getting
See
caught
you.
Up. Yep.
Exactly.
So we got to get out of that. But anyway, yeah, hot air. Yeah, that's when I saw that, I thought, you know what? The first thing I think of when I think of hot air balloons besides the Wizard of Oz is accidents.
Absolutely. I mean, you hate to say it.
Right.
I know.
That was nice. Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty cool to look at, though, when
awesome.
Somebody else is in
we
them.
We have them down here. Yeah.
Yeah. They're right, very, right. very cool.
Right.
Very cool. Veggie Burger Day?
Nope.
Never had one.
Really?
Todd, you seem like you would have.
I have. I like black bean burgers are pretty good. You know?
I didn't tell you.
What?
I had black beans. I bought a can of black beans.
All right.
And I put it in my omelet. Really
good. That can work.
really good black beans, and I'm like, I'm going to open up my own place. I wonder if a little coffee shop next door could just give me a little side room or something.
Sure.
And I'll just make, you know what I mean? It won't even be things on a, I won't even have, I'm not going to have a menu.
Surprise of the day.
Surprise of the day.
Yes.
There's a restaurant like that in my hometown of Nagani now. It's called Strega Nona, okay? Nona the Witch, it's called. Grandma Witch.
Mm.
But they do that. It's the same. You pay, I think, $55, okay? And you go in, and they'll bring you the first thing. It's like, with this? Well, this is so-and-so, so-and-so. Then they bring you the next thing, because this is our catch of the day. This is the so-and-so.
That's like a lot of money. $55 for one meal or for
no,
the month?
It's like it's a full like four-course meal. I think that sounds pretty cheap, don't you? Hey, I spent $36 at McDonald's the other day.
Yeah. I spent $70 at Poke the Bear yesterday.
There you go.
Three people.
Yeah.
No alcohol. I mean, I love it.
Well, that's your problem. You need a little alcohol when those bills good. Come.
But yeah, that salmon salad's $23.
Mm? Huh?
To Donahan. But yeah, I was.
I told you I had a sub sandwich last week and a Diet Coke that was $19.
That's to me now. See, I listen to that and it's like, that's not too bad. You know, when
19?
Well, considering what you said you paid at McDonald's.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, right?
So mine would be 25. You know, okay, it's because we had, you know, we didn't have alcohol drinks. We had drinks. But I was just like, when that bill comes, it's like, you know, you're so used to,
I don't know.
$15 a person,
I know.
20. It's like, wow.
I know.
But it's fine.
I know.
She was the best service ever.
Yeah.
So,
anyway. But like where people would come up to my window here, it'd be a window type thing. Okay. They'd be, hey, John, what's on the menu? Well, today it's black bean and pimento cheese omelets.
See you tomorrow.
What's that supposed to mean?
Your type wouldn't work.
Does that sound good? Pimento and black bean?
I would not want black beans for breakfast. It just doesn't work.
Really?
Really.
It's actually really good, and it's really healthy for you.
Yeah.
I become kind of a health nut, I'll be honest.
Absolutely. Just look at you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Today is National Moonshine Day.
Yes, I thought about it.
Right.
No.
So did I. Doing time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you I found that article.
Yep.
From my old hometown paper where the guy in my neighborhood was murdered. He was going to be going back to the old country, as they say. And the guy's people knew, and he was the big moonshiner, and he was murdered. Had his skull crushed in right behind my house.
Yeah.
That was a tough business back
in
those
days. An accident.
Yeah, he slipped and fell. Hey, sorry, Luigi.
Suicide. You had 9 gunshots.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. World Environment Day. I remember, okay, you and I can go back to the first, I don't know if it was called this.
No, it was with Earth Day.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We're in, like 68, 69.
You were in 6th grade, 7th grade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah. This is
a remember what the poster child was?
The moon?
Nope.
What was the poster child?
The Indian with the tear.
No, that was a different campaign.
Are you sure?
That was the Leslie Litter campaign. Yeah.
That was to clean up the rivers and stuff.
Yeah, it was a different one than Earth Day.
Earth Day, I think, was like the Earth.
But that was the big thing. When we were in like junior high, that's when that first started, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's big. But this is cool. This World Environment Day, it's they have a theme every year, right? And this year, it's on cleaning up the water with plastics. There's so much plastic.
Yeah.
But get this. We had a lady on yesterday. This was pretty cool. When I read this, I thought, wait a minute. The Botanical Gardens are doing a display, and it's a sculpture made out of plastic that we got out of the river and lake. Isn't that cool? Like, the kids are going to look at that and say, this was in our water?
I saw this on, like, a Facebook thing. Okay, this is a national guy. You can't believe the money he's making. And the unbelievable orders he has, same thing. All of his art is from stuff that he's picked up, garbage from beaches and stuff.
And that makes you even want to pay for it, okay? Because the guy is doing two things. He's a nice piece of artwork, but you are cleaning up the water.
Yeah. Where was this? Who had one?
The Botanical Garden.
If you look on your screen right now, there's one of the sculptures that they made.
That stuff is made out of plastic that was retrieved from
then
the water.
Then who put that together?
Different artists.
Yeah.
From here? From Green Bay?
Not quite sure.
I'm not sure. She was in here yesterday, but that's...
Maybe this is the guy I was reading about then nationally. I want to say he was from like San Diego or something.
It's called Washed Ashore at the Garden.
That's wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's unbelievable.
And
you can see some milk crates in there. I see a milk crate at the very bottom. It's kind of a green color.
Yeah, the green one, yeah.
It's amazing. And one of our listeners, Brian, said that his wife went out there and just thought it was amazing.
That's a good display. Your kids come, your grandkids come.
That's
them out there.
Amazing.
But the whole world is focusing on that this week.
Wow. That's cool. I'd like to see that, actually. I got another here. Good morning, team. Welcome back. Johnny thought maybe I'd get a call from an Uber ride over last week. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Today's also National Garden Week. You got a garden?
Yep. Well, Donna does. I guess in Wisconsin it would be 50-50. Yes. Yeah. It's our garden.
We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Tom
lets her breathe.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Buying Local's taking on a whole new flair in the Chicago metropolitan area. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Chicago's well known for its beaches and urban parks, and the Chicago Park District says they want to do even more to source their fuels locally. They are the third largest city, and according to Michael Dimitrov, the manager of the art initiatives with Chicago Parks, they want to source more of their diesel fuel from local farms.
We have heavy Class 8 trucks. We've got 4 refuse trucks and 3 cab over forestry trucks. And so these are trucks that idle a lot. They need power, right, to run all their systems. You're putting a man and a, or a woman in a bucket to cut trees. You got to know the equipment's going to work. It's sitting at a stop, and it's running, and it's using power to run hydraulics. So you want to have the combustibility, you want to have the dependability, and you want to make sure it's running.
That's Michael Dimitrov. He is the manager of art initiatives with the Chicago Park System. He says he wants to see the city of Chicago use more biodiesel across its fleets. He said right now they are very comfortable using B100 or 100% biodiesel. They've got an 86% reduction in carbon emissions because of it, and he estimates they've saved people around $67,000 in health care costs by improving air quality. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning. A little bit mixed. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
This morning, the July corn's up 3, December new crop up 2 at 4.46. July beans are down a penny, November beans down a penny at 10.24, and July wheat up 4 right now at 5.47 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand going into a Thursday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 80 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
President Trump is unhappy with the organization that helped him pick his Supreme Court justices. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. We'll lighten it up in hour number two with some weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Summer.
All right, don't forget our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is on later on this morning after 7 o'clock. John and Jim will give you that hour's keyword. Get ready to text that in by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Get ready to text in that word for your chance to win either Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash. That's coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock with John Mino and Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor.
Speaking of those Milwaukee Brewers, in action tonight at home, 6:35 on WISS, which is great. Man, they've had a good run, haven't they, for a couple of weeks?
It's picking up.
Eight-game win streak there for a while, and Yelich is hitting again, and Churio. I'll tell you what, that's fun things happening there with Milwaukee.
We got to get down to a game, you guys.
Yeah.
Except that night, then we're going to get back here. I'm going to get up at
Yeah, I know. I don't like that.
Well, that one, the 105 game.
Go in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. That's what you got to do.
We got to do that.
Dennis and the Glam Band was rocking the sardine can last night. Sounded great, says Terry.
Finally, a nice day for
anything.
For farmer's market.
For anything.
The last two. Remember the first one?
And did they cancel either one of them?
I remember you told.
I remember I walked out and I came back in here and said, guys, it's got to be canceled. It's that wind coming off the water.
Yeah, it was cold.
So I took my granddaughters to Bay Beach a couple of weeks ago there or whatever. And you know, it was a beautiful day. I took bring a sweater, bring a hoodie. Oh, no, that little breeze coming off the water is pretty nasty. But they just loved it. I know we talked about it before I left, okay?
Yeah.
But I went walking around a little bit, you know, where the train goes through Bay Beach there, okay? That area there where it's like old stumps kind of coming up, is that where the old beach was or the original Bay Beach was? It's kind of like a mud flat right now. Mm-mm. No?
No, okay. If you go into the pavilion, is that what it's called? You walk straight out there. That's where the beach was.
Ah,
and
okay.
There was a dock there.
It's like, can't they do something, put several tons of sand there? And okay.
Yeah. It's just, you know, look, people ask different things, and there's a lot of things we can do, but you only got so much money and so much time. And then, you know, the mayor sets the priorities, and, you know, he's got his priorities, and the next, I had mine, Paul had his, Sam had his. But, yeah, so I think that can happen. It will happen, but it's not going to happen in the
But I mean, is there anything environmentally is what I'm saying that it's like, no, you can't touch that?
No,
or is it
you
wetlands,
have to, they have rules, right? You got to test the water every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to bring sand in. And if it gets, you may have to bring it in again sometime.
Oh, no question. But it'll go. Yeah, no. I know. That's what I mean. Is it worth it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I was thinking, you know, dig out the sludge kind of stuff and just put all nice beach sand. You know, I don't know where do you get beach sand from, but I'm sure
that's what we would do. What do you mean?
Well, that's what I mean. Dig out all the old stumps or whatever, and you got a clean slate.
Oh, to bring it back
and start over.
You know, that would get it pretty close, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what that.
No? Okay. I could be in charge of that project.
There. But that will happen in our lifetime, but this year.
All right. But like I was saying, looking back on my grandkids, like there's a lot of stuff to do around here.
Oh yeah, this
and
is
it's
an
like
awesome
then
place.
We're. I was thinking about another thing. I was even thinking about was going to Two Rivers and just going to the beach.
That's great.
It was that nice day.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even talk about Appleton and Oshkosh. Yeah. I mean, you know, people don't realize it because years ago there wasn't. There
was Bay Beach, but that was
and
it.
That was
right.
it.
Yeah, and
that
now
was
you got
it.
Children's Museum. You got the Botanical Garden.
And within
and the Croc
okay, let's
Center.
Even say Oshkosh. Let's say 50 minutes from Green Bay-ish. You know, if you hit the right exit and everything. You know, I mean, how many different things are going in this part of the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah,
it's truly amazing.
It is. This is a great place to. And as I told you, at the Malva Center, you know that we just got to get more comfortable going in there. I mean, it's a little.
I still haven't been in there.
Standoff. It's big. It's white. It's like glass, and it's like, wow, do I belong in there? But it's like a library. I mean, they want you to feel like it's a library. Like you can go in there anytime, bring the kids, and We bought a pass. We were there Friday for an event, and they have great different packages. Grandparents, grandkids, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Just different things. So they have so many things. They gave us their brochure, and they got it going on there. We just get more comfortable going
I
got
to get there. I got to get there. Brian says, steal the sand from Neshoto Beach.
You know, I don't know if Two Rivers would like that. That's a we've talked about
beautiful
that.
Beach, phenomenal love beach. It, love love it, that love setting it. There with the cedar trees, a whole little area there.
Yeah.
I'd like to build a cabin on that little island type thing almost amongst the cedar trees.
Man,
is that nice.
Yep.
Don says, good morning. Welcome back, John. Thank you, Don. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to my son, Dominic.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday, Dom.
Saw your post on that online. How old is he now?
28.
What a young kid.
Oh, man.
Would you like to go back to that age?
28?
Yeah.
Oh, I was a man at 28. Let me tell you something right now. I was the man at 28. Yeah.
28 was all right. I mean, my 30s were the best.
Wait a minute. Let me figure out where I was at 20. I'm not sure where I was.
I know where I was.
57, 67, 67. I was just starting here, kind of.
Oh.
I think I started here at 27. Yeah.
Okay. In Green Bay?
Yeah.
Married, single, kids?
Married, two kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot of 28. Oh, single.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny?
Wow.
You know what's funny that I was thinking one time, though? It's like back, like if my kid was doing this now, I'd be like, you're not doing that. I'm going to come with you. I got somebody that's going to be with you. Okay. I remember I was 22 years old. Okay. And had a little daughter, wife pregnant, loading up a U-Haul in Tucson, Arizona, towing a car behind me and driving cross country for 5 days to Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
When you think back on that, it's like, that's a lot of responsibility at that age, driving a truck by yourself, pregnant wife, 2-year-old girl, and towing a car across the country.
That's a survivor.
You know what I mean? And now in retrospect, when you say if that was your kid at that age, it's like, I'm going to fly down. I'm going to ride with you.
Right.
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, but our parents were a little different.
That's what I mean, right? It was just, that's what you did.
Yeah.
That's just what you did.
But can you imagine your kid having two kids and a wife, you know,
and driving cross country.
Right, you look at about 28. It's like, but then, you know, when I was your age, they don't want to hear that. But
I just had to play this because when you're, if you never wondered, what it reminded me of is WKRP in Cincinnati.
What ever became of me? One of the greatest greatest TV show intros of all time.
This one,
I think so. Cincinnati WKRP. You ever kind of visualize or just kind of think if you worked there, who you'd hook up with?
Oh yeah,
Bailey. Not even a question.
You wouldn't go for Lonnie Anderson?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because she would expect me to.
Oh. What about Mrs. Carlson? She had all the money, right?
Let me tell you something.
Mom Carlson?
It's the greatest advice I've ever gotten in my entire life from a guy. How to deal with women and stuff like that.
Let's hear it. I'm interested.
You want to make them want you? Ignore them.
That's such a... That's so untrue, but yeah.
No, it is. It's totally true.
That's gang.
It's totally true.
Gang stuff.
That's... Oh, my God. I got to talk about something else.
Yeah, that's
though.
What that is.
Okay.
How is that gangster?
That's gangster.
No, it's not. It works.
I just have to say this. The fact that I've got John Mino on tape saying that he knows how to get women.
Right. Yeah.
And then Jim using the term gangsta in the same 2-minute span.
We got to talk about something.
See, let's look at something.
Wait a minute.
I've been married 35 years. How long have you been married, Johnny?
100.
Yeah.
We got to talk about something.
That's how Julie feels.
How many times?
Yeah, we got to talk about something.
Okay.
We got to talk about something. Louis.
The Louis disease?
No. Louis the otter.
Oh, yeah. On the run.
We need to talk about Louis. I know what's happened.
No, they gave him up.
I know what's happened.
Gave up on him.
I know what happened.
Gave up on him.
I know what happened. So, him and Odelphia, okay, it's like they've been playing this big escape, right?
Yep.
Okay, they make their break.
For the readers, this is at the wildlife, not the wildlife sanctuary, at the new zoo. Otter escape. Well, how many
two
months?
Otters?
Two otters.
Yeah, two otters.
Winter, middle of winter.
Right, it's been a long time. Okay.
So they go out, yada, yada, yada. We got our freedom. It's going to be awesome.
Let's go on a cruise or something.
And all of a sudden, they don't get their regular meals, and Ophelia starts, you know. Louis, I thought you said, you know, this is not what you told me. I thought it was, hey, just relax. You know what? It's going to get a love. Well, it's not. You know what? Louis, we have to have a talk. I'm going back. You need to come with me. you know what? I'm going to spend some more time out here, just kind of, you know, whatever. Well, I'm going back, Louis. Yeah, okay, I'll be back in a couple of days. Okay?
Okay.
So, Odelphia goes back. Oh, look at this. Where's Louis? Right. Well, he'll be back in a couple of days. Okay? Louis out there amongst the creatures. Okay? Comes upon a little group of otters gathered around, female otters. One of them comes up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're the guy.
Are you
it's on TV.
The Louis? Well, I don't know who's asking. Oh, my name's Marsha. Hey, Marsha, how you doing? Good, Louis.
Oh, my God.
They get to talking, yada, yada. Then Marsha goes,
You guys, a little harem going?
Can I ask you something? Yeah, go ahead. Do you like raw perch?
Jeez.
Can I be honest with you? It's my favorite meal. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I make the greatest raw perch. Would you like to come to my burrow some night? Hey, you know what? I don't mean to trouble you or nothing like that. No, it'd be no trouble. Let me know. Okay. Oh, God. Louis coming to my burrow for raw perch. Okay? Then somebody else. Right. Louis, do you like crayfish? Yeah, I do. That's my favorite meal.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Playing the game. You know what? Louis ain't going to be back anytime soon.
No, but, okay, that could have happened, but
I know
it bothers
it's happening.
Me they gave up on him.
They might as well. He ain't coming back. Louis is living the good life right now. I'm telling you.
Well,
that's
maybe.
What happened.
Yeah, that can happen.
He hooked up.
He did. All right.
Todd?
He's living the dream.
This may be an entry for the WBA Awards next year. Mido playing the part of several otters on the show. Now, is this something you thought about over the last couple of days?
Yesterday when I read about it.
Yeah.
So it's like he ain't coming. I know what's up with Louis. I know what's going on.
Yeah, that could be.
Yes.
That could be.
Yes.
We just got a text. Is this the new soap opera, Days of Our Otters?
There you go. Yeah.
Days of Our Otters. Yeah. I think that's what's happened. Wouldn't you agree?
That could happen. I would keep the search team out there.
Good luck.
Wouldn't give up. Mm-hmm. But you think he's in Hook the burrows. Like he's underground with these female otters.
I do. I really and truly
do. If he doesn't want to be found, he won't be found.
He won't be found.
That's true.
No.
He escaped. Yeah, he's ahead of it all.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give him credit.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, I don't know. I hope they find him and I hope he returns because I think he's got, that would be a big, big deal for this community.
I know.
He's got a lot of ink.
Yeah. Well, I heard Odelphia has a friend. Hear about
already?
That?
No.
Where it's like some of the other otters. Okay, Odelphia, I feel horrible.
Right.
What happened?
Let's talk.
But can I be honest with you? I never thought he respected you.
He ignored
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm, yeah. mm-hmm.
It's his former best friend.
Exactly.
Right,
100%. 100%.
If you need anything, I'm always here.
Right. I'm always here.
I was
I'm
best friends
here.
With him. You know, I understand.
And he, I can tell you things that.
Here's my scent.
I don't really want to, but.
Here's my scent.
You hear this.
Use it anytime. Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No, that's. Okay. This, you might be onto something now.
I think I am.
I think you're on with the female. That I think
Louis?
That happened. And,
yeah, yep.
No, but Louis,
Todd?
You think he's on the run? Like, you think he's within
He's hunkered
a mile?
Down. Nah, he's close, but he's hunkered down.
Oh.
He doesn't have to go anyplace. Yeah.
All right.
Just being honest.
It could be right.
Telling you.
You could be right.
All right. I know these things.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Todd, what do we got going on today? We got a nice lineup coming up here.
We do. We've got a chance to win with the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Keith Camp, Pamperin's going to be in. He's going to talk about Challenge the Outdoors.
Great, 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 great stuff that they do for the disabled and
hunting,
making sure
fishing,
they get out there. It's absolutely. You know who? You want to know
great.
People? And I've done about three different stories on this over the years. I'll tell you a group that has done such a great job in helping Challenge the Outdoor type things and making fishing and hunting and things more accessible. Are kids going for their Eagle Scout badge?
Are they? Yes.
Great
absolutely.
Projects they do
oh
that
my
a lot
God.
Of times.
Yeah, they put in some great ramps. They put in some great bridges.
Yep.
Instead of walking through, you can go over there. That Eagle Scout thing. So back in the day, you look at the first three astronauts were Eagle Scouts. But there wasn't a lot to do then. Now there's so many things to get
absolutely.
A kid to commit his teen years to Eagle Scout. It's hard.
I agree.
When I go to those ceremonies, it's like, God bless you for doing that.
No question about
they'd
it.
They'd learn
hey,
so
if that
much.
Showed, if you're looking at a stack of resumes and you see that.
Absolutely. Right to the top.
Yep. We got to set a quick break. Back after this.
Through mountains and valleys, back and through alleys too.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
The annual Alloway Fest Picnic and Car Show is back. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And the 40th annual fest is happening this upcoming Sunday from 10 till 3 p.m. There'll be food and refreshments, face painting, bounce houses, kids games, and the new zoo's Zoomobile. You say that 10 times fast. There's so much going on, I can't even list it all. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Kind you can't lose if you ain't dogging, logging, and pulling a double, or dragging a trailer too tall.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Thursday morning. 53 in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. High today around 80. Sunny with a few clouds later. That absolutely sounds phenomenal. Yep. Once again, on Hot Air Balloon Day, Veggie Burger Day, Moonshine Day, World Environment Day, National Garden Week. How's your garden coming?
It's fine. It's good. We don't have a huge garden. I remember I told you instead of that, that's a lot of work, a garden. I can't believe how much work she was doing. So we got one of those raised
boxes,
gardens.
Yeah.
They're like 2 feet by 6.
You know what? You got
you can put a lot of product out there.
I did that for Manitowoc just because otherwise the rabbits eat everything.
That's true, too.
They eat everything. Yeah. You got to raise them. It's unbelievable.
Did you build those? You like building?
I built them.
Yeah,
I figured you'd. Out of cedar. Yep.
Well, ours, cedar would be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little side hustle for you.
Yeah. That's cool. Todd, what do you got there text-wise?
This is from Todd in DePeer. He said, some other gangsta otter got to Louie from messing with the women. Louie's now swimming with the fishes.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
That's kind of dark.
That's really good. He tied a lot of things into that.
Yep. Yeah. What else you got there, Todd?
Mike says, this is utterly ridiculous.
Okay.
Vinny says, good morning.
Sup, Vincenzo? How you doing? So, Todd, I blame you a little bit on something.
Of course.
So you brought in some really great coffee.
Yeah.
Hazelnut.
Yep.
Okay. So I went out and I bought hazelnut coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, like the grounds. Okay.
Do you have a coffee pot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought a coffee pot. I told you I was offered to bring one in here. Yeah. And you're like, who's going to clean it? I know.
Right, that's the right way to chisel that out. Okay. What?
So then I bought hazelnut creamer.
Okay.
Okay. You know, non-dairy creamer type stuff. Mm. I know you say it's not good. Whatever.
I don't like that.
So, but you know what I've done twice?
Could be anything.
Yeah.
True story. I've done this twice. Make my nice pot of coffee, and it smells so good.
It is. It does.
And I pour my nice... the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I take stuff to put in it. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I put in it? Accidentally?
The hazelnut creamer.
The hazelnut grounds.
What?
Yeah, I know.
That won't work.
Accidentally, I grab the hazelnut. It says hazelnut. I grab that. Twice I've done that. To pour it in instead of pouring in my creamer.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's like,
what do you don't understand?
Well, how could you?
You got the little bag of grounds.
Yeah.
That you pour into your coffee, in your little...
Your pot.
Your thingy.
The thing up
the
top.
Coffee
the
paper filter.
Thing, the filter. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah. You make the... And then you pour it when it's ready. Okay.
Yep.
But instead of just not thinking, grabbing the creamer to pour in,
right.
I accidentally grabbed the bag of grounds and poured that in.
Not even...
That's not
they
even...
They don't feel the same. They just... That's... No.
Twice.
I thought you were going to say,
me
like...
Too. I had something...
No.
Some twice. Other liquid, right?
No.
Yeah. Orange juice. In.
But it just says, I just look at the thing, I'm half asleep, I see the thing, hazelnut. Isn't that bizarre?
So now,
there's nothing wrong with the packaging.
Is your, so is your creamer, packaging. Is your creamer dry creamer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's part problem.
Well,
don't
exactly.
do that. Don't
right.
do that.
That's it. It's what that's it is. Dumb. It's not a liquid, it's dry.
That's
yeah.
good.
And they got the exact same kind of labeling, exact same picture, basically. They smell the same.
That powder stuff's going to negate all your... omelets and beans and all that other healthy stuff.
Why are you saying that?
That stuff's not good. Read the back of it. That stuff's not good for you.
That stuff is actually flammable. I don't know if you knew that, but we could take it out on the sidewalk right now and start it on fire.
Are you serious?
Yeah, don't do dry stuff. Get
really? Yeah. Real, but it spoils so fast. You know, once
no,
you
they
open
don't.
It.
No,
they
don't. Surprised. No? Look at the date on that stuff. Some of that stuff goes out like
2-3
weeks.
Months.
Right.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah.
All right.
I tried something new. Costco. Buying the beans, and they had that little grinder right there. Have you
Did
done
you see
that?
The big controversy with them?
No
with their
lot.
Food court? They're like getting rid of the slice for calzones or something, and people are like going crazy up in arms.
The pizza thing?
Yeah, because people even say that's like the best food deal that you will find anywhere.
Well, that hot dog.
Those hot dogs for $1.50?
Yeah.
You can't not go to
But they, even when they did all that price increases, you know, during COVID and a little bit after, they said, I don't care what's going to happen. We're keeping $1.50 for the hot dog. But the pizza, they...
Something that they don't
So instead
like
of raising it. The price, they just got rid of it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
People take know. Their food. I'm sorry. You give me one of those big hot dogs there, I'll sit in that food court and I'll eat it.
And there's always...
And you got to try to find an empty seat.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm okay with that, Todd.
I've not eaten anything there.
There's something about a foot-long hot dog. There's a big difference between a foot-long hot dog versus two hot dogs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something about them. And they're good.
They are good. Yeah.
Not just for you.
I can argue that.
They're not that bad. A lot of that stuff is better than you think for you. I've been reading about that. I spent a lot of time researching stuff I have.
And then when you look at who has been sponsored by, the hot dog industry. You got to be careful who wrote it.
I'm telling you, a lot of good stuff.
But that... I told you the glam band is playing at St. James.
Yes.
And there's a lot of friends of yours are coming, and I hope you come too.
What is
it's
that?
It's just a hot dog bar. They're playing
awesome.
On the 17th. It's just a neighborhood thing. It's
you
know, it's open to anybody. The
glam
neighborhood.
Band or
no,
Big
no, no,
Mouth?
No, Big Mouth.
Yeah, you said glam band.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
We can't afford them. But actually, Big Mouth isn't free either. They're both really, really good bands.
Absolutely.
And they really draw
different
a lot
crowds.
Of, yeah, but they draw a lot of people, both of them. And
although the glam band draws an older crowd than you would think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're 80s, so I mean, it's 80s or 90s. Would they be 90s?
80s, no, 80s music?
80s. Yeah, 80s. Yeah. 80s or 90s-ish.
80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Hot dog bar, that's what we're having.
I think that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'll take a hot dog any day of the week. I'm sorry.
They're coming from Costco. I'm going to get those.
Say what you want. I'll take them any day of the week.
Todd's
Mino might actually show up just for the hot dogs, Jim.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That
I can't if there's any sun. And I'm not going to wear those big floppy hats. I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
I think you should.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Sit in the back. But that and Spotted Cow, that's it. I'm very simple menu. That's all I'm having.
I'll tell you what. That ain't a bad menu right there.
Well, that's all it is.
I mean, you don't have to go anywhere.
No,
I'm not going to do anything. And she's making a salad for, you know, the Kevin Kim Heath's wife's a vegetarian. There's some vegetarians in this world, and you gotta.
I'm one of them. I am. I've become basically one of them.
Oh, John.
If I don't get my mandible taken care of, I'll never be able to eat meat again.
Okay. See a chiropractor. They'll pop that right back
there you
in.
Go.
When's Mark Houston coming in?
Tomorrow.
Maybe he could do it.
What? Okay.
What? I bet he had that class.
Keith Pamperin coming up.
All right.
Yep, and your Scotty Summer Text to Win contest coming up, too, after 7
o'clock. All right, we're going to be talking Challenge the Outdoors, Cheese Fest, Insight, Todd Kowalczyk. Got my great friend Todd Kowalczyk coming on today. And Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Back after this.
Fun.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Maryland Governor Roy Moore says there is no threat to drinking water amid a 2,000-gallon oil spill in Baltimore Harbor. Mayor Brandon Scott reiterating that moments ago.
We can smell gas. Obviously, you can smell that gas. And we can see the oil on the water. But we know people are understandably concerned. But again, as you just heard, there is no impact to drinking water.
More than 100 people have been working to help contain the spill all night long. President Trump signing a proclamation banning people from a dozen states from entering the U.S. He is also moving to ban international students enrolled at Harvard University from entering the country. And he's having his attorney general look into whether former President Biden's aides disguised any cognitive declines, he says, during his presidency. The bodies of two Israeli Americans, a couple in their 70s who were killed on October 7th have been recovered from Khan Yunis more than 2.5 years after the attacks. This is ABC News.